Chapter 4. A nervous artisan, a painter of pottery by trade, squinted at the map as he outlined with a small pointed brush in deep magenta the borders of the Republic of Georgia. He sat uncomfortably on a low three-legged stool facing the detailed, handmade, 4-foot-long map. Painted on a crude sheepskin stretched on a frame of birch branches, it depicted an enormous swatch of the world, from the Mediterranean on the west, the Sea of Japan to the east, India to the south, and Siberia to the north. In its center were two magenta clusters of countries in the shape of the infinity symbol, the Trans-Altaic Alliance. The artisan sat inside a ghair, a round felt-covered tent 15 feet in diameter, used by the nomadic peoples of the Central Asian steppes. Its wall sections were constructed of wooden poles joined together with leather lacing at the crossings. The ghair was furnished with a cot covered with sheepskins, an ornately carved folding desk, and some stools. A large wooden armoire stood across from the cot. Inside it, quite out of place, a 35-inch television monitor and an audio receiver. A two-stringed instrument with decorated sculptured horse head at top, a morin hur leaned against the cot. A portable metal stove, unlit in the summer heat, sat in the center of the ghair, and a blackened grapefruit-sized meteorite sat on display atop a tripod made of branches. It was stifling inside the ghair. Sunlight barely filtered through the walls, and the air tasted stale. Sweat ran from the artisan's forehead and stung his eyes as he colored Georgia with a translucent purple wash to make it match the other states of the TAA. The western side included Armenia, Azerbaijan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Afghanistan. The eastern side consisted of the huge territory of Mongolia. Most were countries about whom the outside world had little knowledge or interest. Some had been politically irrelevant, others had been part of the Soviet Union for so long that they'd lost their national identity. With their consolidation into the Trans-Altaic Alliance, however, their anonymity...